Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Good evening, everyone. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and this is North State Now.
North State Now.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome back.
Here we are.
Back.
And this is Enjoy Magazine's show, the third Thursday of the month. Tonight, James Mazzotta is not here, so filling in for him tonight will be Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown.
Hey, it's nice to be back with you.
It's good to be here with you, yes. It seems like I haven't been here for a while.
No, you know what? Last month, you were out.
Here, right?
So, just put me in, Coach. I'll be here any single time.
And we're so happy that you fill in at last minute, too. So thank you for being here.
I love doing that. And, hey, you know what? We're here with the January issue of Enjoy Magazine.
Yes, we are. Yes. And I just think this cover is so beautiful.
Issue 184. Oh, my goodness. And what a good one to have for January. Inhale
and exhale. Yes. Be present in the moment.
I like that. We're going to be present tonight. And who's the model? Do we know who the model is on the cover?
I do not know her, but her name is Skylar O'Reilly, and Jeremy Robison took the photo. That is his real specialty. He does really beautiful portraits. So we were really lucky. Kara, who usually takes our cover photos, got COVID and couldn't do the cover. She was all set to do it, and she had it set up and called me and said, I'm not going to be able to do it this month. So I called up Jeremy, and he said, I'd love to. So thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
He saved the day because it was a last-minute thing, too.
Jeremy and Kara do such wonderful work.
Yeah, they do. Every single cover. And even Melinda Hunter, who does our My Towns every month. It's awesome. It's awesome to have just so many great, talented people that have partnered with us.
Hey, well, Rhonda, what does this January issue kind of look like? What were kind of the themes that we got from this one?
Kind of health. You know, usually we do January, we keep it health-related, but we also partner with the Health Expo, which we did not do because it got postponed. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of everything. We have a recipe with cauliflower, buffalo, like buffalo wings with cauliflower instead of chicken, which is pretty cool. We have a nurse, Jennifer Briner, who is our My Town person. So, I mean, there's some things that are not really health related, but a lot that is.
Oh, speaking of the recipes, you know what recipe that is in here this month is the From the Hearth.
That's right.
Tomato soup.
Yes. Yes.
I ended up making that. Okay, number one, that's my favorite go-to soup whenever I'm
Mine
sick.
Mine too.
And I'm so excited that From the Hearth shared that recipe with this month's Enjoy, and I actually made it with my girlfriend, and it was just such a wonderful decadent night, got a nice bottle of wine, made the tomato soup. It was beautiful. It was fantastic. And if you're looking for a wonderful date night idea, check out that recipe on
yep.
the back.
And it wasn't hard, was it?
No. You just need an immersion blender. And
I bought one. When you told me I hadn't had one, I said, because this is one of my favorites, too.
I passed up because then my best friend, Nick, you know, he saw that I made this for my girlfriend, so he wanted to make one for his fiance.
Oh, cool.
And so he still has my immersion blender. So, Nick, if you're listening,
give it back.
I need that immersion blender back.
So, you know what? Tonight we're going to just go right into our guests because we have a couple people that have places to go and people to see. So,
oh, my God. We have a busy guest tonight. Yes. I'm excited for this guest, too.
Yes. So let's introduce Mallory Glovin, who is Riverfront Playhouse's brand new theater manager. And she has a lot to talk about because Riverfront has some things going on, right?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of fun stuff happening right now. This morning we actually hosted Chamber Greeters, which was a lot of fun. That was my first Chamber Greeters meeting. So kind of jumping into the deep end, hosting the first one I'd ever attended.
And that was a great attendance.
Great attendance.
Yeah, it was great. It was so fun to meet different people from the community and just get to show them the Playhouse and talk about what we have coming up. We're very excited. On Saturday evening, we have a open house and season launch party from 5 to 8. We're just hoping to get as many community members as possible into the building, get them excited about what we have going on, because we're really excited about what we have going on. We have a brand new building with a lot of opportunity to involve the community in the Playhouse, not just on stage, but in other ways as well. And we're just very excited to share all that with everybody. So from 5 to 8, come.
Yes. And so what else is going on? You have, I know there's a play coming up.
There is. The following weekend, January 28th, Dracula Down for the Count opens, and it plays till February 12th, 3 weekends to see it. It's a very funny show. It's by Mary Lynn Dobson, who we have actually partnered with her. This will be the third time we've produced one of her plays. We did Two on the Isle, Three in a Van, and the somewhat true tales of Robin Hood. And she has such a great relationship with us that she wanted us to produce her newest play, which is Dracula Down for the Count. So that's very exciting. It's kind of a little bit of old because we've worked with her before, and a little bit of new because it's a brand new play. So in our brand new playhouse.
Yes. That's awesome. Yeah, so Riverfront has a lot of things coming up, and we have the 2022 season. People can find out about it if they come to our theater on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And one of the great things about the new building is that you don't have to wait as long between shows because we have both a main stage and a rehearsal space. So one of the reasons I've got to jet out of here is I have to get to rehearsals for Steel Magnolias, which is the next play coming up.
So and you are in that.
I am.
And you are playing?
Truvy.
Truvy.
Truvy,
mm-hmm.
the salon owner.
Yes.
So
that was the Dolly Parton role.
Yeah.
And you, I have to say, I've been watching a little bit here and there, and what a great cast.
It's a lot
really
of fun.
Great cast. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Dracula, too. That's going to be fun.
Two really fun shows back to back.
Yes.
Mallory, you are one of the first, I would say, paid employees now for Riverfront Playhouse.
I am the first paid employee.
And what's cool is this, is that you've been involved in the theater world, you know, along with Axiom, you've been along with Riverfront. What's our theater community like, and what does it feel like to take over this really cool role?
Well, the really fun thing for me is to see how the theater community in Reading has grown and evolved since I started working here, working in the theater community about 10 years ago. I came down from Portland and didn't really know what to expect from the Reading theater community, and my first production was with WE Media in Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, and then I jumped right in with Riverfront. And over the years, Axiom has joined the community, and it's just really cool to see a lot of different opportunities for people to experience theater and to be involved in theater in Reading. And each theater company in Reading, I feel like, has something different and exciting and important to offer. So I'm just really excited to see the growth and to see where it takes us.
Yep. Me too. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's fun. And I'm on the board of Riverfront Playhouse.
Not just the board, Rhonda.
The board president of Riverfront Playhouse.
I've been newly appointed, president. So I've been doing this for about 2 weeks. So, we jumped right in with greeters today. That was crazy fun. But I'm not a theater person, but I do know the importance of theater, because of my son, who really was into sports, and he was kind of lost in high school until he found theater.
Yes. I was talking to someone at Greeters this morning, and he was expressing an interest in getting his son involved, and he wasn't sure if he would enjoy being on stage. And I was just telling him, the great thing about theater is that anyone can find a home there.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to perform, great. Come do backstage work. Mm-hmm. If you like to make things with your hands, we always need props. We need costumes. Are you an organizer? Because, oh my goodness, does theater require a lot of organization?
Yeah.
There's tech. Anyone can find a home in theater.
It's
That's a true
family. Yeah. And speaking of what you were talking about, how important it is for the youth to get involved in the arts, Riverfront's actually coming up with a program.
Yes, we're very excited.
We're super excited.
We're very
this.
Excited to introduce some more youth-oriented programs. In late April, possibly early May, we're working with the schools to see what the best dates will be. We're introducing Playwrights Night Out Junior. Playwrights Night Out is something that we've been producing for
several years.
Yeah, five or six, a while. And it's mostly been adult writers in the community. But this is going to be completely written and produced by kids, 12 to 18. We're going to have youth writers, youth actors, youth directors with some adult mentors. And
and it's Reader's Theater, so it's not like the kids have to learn lines.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them to learn lines, really. We want them, they'll be able to read from a script. And it was really fun because I was involved with the Playwrights Night Out that we did in November. And it was all adults, and it was a blast. And after it was over, I went up to the lady, Jennifer Levins, who organizes it, and I said, this would be a really fun thing for kids. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's do that. Let's try and get this in for our season for 2022. Yeah. So,
and what the process is it's basically a workshop process, mm-hmm. because it is a reader's theater. So the authors, the young authors or adult authors, depending on what we're doing, have a chance to see what it's like to have their words come alive. Mm-hmm. And you can learn a lot from that process.
Right, right.
So it's a very exciting program, and I'm really excited to get younger people involved with it.
Yes. Well, Mallory, where can people find out more about Riverfront Playhouse? And thanks very much for joining us.
We have a wonderful website, riverfrontplayhouse.net. We also have a Facebook page and Instagram account. So any of those places. And also drop into the open house this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Not next Saturday. 2 days from now.
Next Saturday's Dracula,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. Next Saturday's Dracula. This Saturday, 5 to 8.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here, Mallory.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you being here, and I will see you at the theater when I'm done here.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our next guest in just a few moments.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Joy.
And we're back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now, and I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine, and I have a co-host, a guest co-host tonight, Blake
Fisher from Viva Downtown.
Woo-hoo! Thanks for being here.
That was a wonderful time to have Mallory over here. Yes. And yeah, she scurried out right over to Riverfront over on 1950 California Street.
Yes, she did. Yep. And I watched the rehearsals for Steel Magnolias the other night, last night. And I actually cried. I mean, I had tears because it was the very last scene. And it was just pretty emotional. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, but whew, it's going to be heavy. I mean, it's funny. Lots of funny parts. But it's also pretty heavy, so.
I'm excited to see that. And I think it's all-star cast.
Too, yeah, we have a pretty all-star cast. And some very seasoned directors.
Good.
Yeah, so we're excited.
That's huge. Well, hey, you know, we're excited for our next guest.
Yes.
He is a really cool dude. He's taken on a huge job for our community.
Yes.
And he's the new executive director? What are you, tourism director?
Yeah, tourism marketing director.
Visit Reading, Danny Orloff. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
Thanks for being here, Danny.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, we're excited. Thanks.
Danny, thanks for joining us tonight. But hey, so tell us a little bit about yourself and what is Visit Reading, if people don't know.
Definitely. So I grew up in Yreka. Well, let's kind of rewind real quick. Visit Reading. You guys are here about Visit Reading, right? So let's talk about Visit Reading. So Visit Reading is the convention and visitors bureau. So our main focus is to bring people into Reading and for them to experience the town and the culture that we provide, the outdoor experiences, and get them to stay here with Reading and stay as long as they would like. A little bit about me. I grew up in Yreka, so just right around the corner. Fell in love with a Palisadro girl. She's listening right now. Shouts out to Jenna. we met, and we were living up in Portland. I was working for Nike at the time. We knew that we wanted to come back to the North State. Had a baby girl. So family is really core to us, her family in Palisadro, my family in Yreka. And everything worked out. All the boxes that I wanted to have in a career worked out with this tourism job, and it's been exhilarating, thrilling, all of the words wrapped up into one, and it's been such a fun experience being able to get to know the community and to build a brand that resonates with visitors and the community alike. So,
and I have to say, it's good for our community to get to know you. You've been all over the place, and I see you walking everywhere downtown, and it's really fun to get to know you, and I haven't spent a lot of time with you, but I think you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I try to get my steps in and make sure I walk to all these meetings. I'm sure Blake has seen me walk by purposely by his office just to say hello or to tell him a random idea that I have that can hopefully make the city better.
Yes. So what are you working on now?
So right now, our main focus is really with the website and with content and building out these experiences. So if you guys haven't checked out visitreading.com, it is live with our new brand, our new colorways. We're in the transitional period right now, so we have the site up. It's for those to explore, but really the next phase of the website is going to be really dialed in and focusing on those experiences and help the visitors plan those experiences to our beautiful town. So a lot of work going in this next stage and really excited for it. So.
And your office is at the chamber?
Correct, yeah. So I'm in the chamber. I'm in like the little back corner of the chamber and excited to kind of to grow. And it's been really fun to watch people. Hey, is this the visitor center? Since we just got the new logo, we haven't really got an official sign for the chamber yet. So it's kind of like a speakeasy. Hey, where are the tips and tricks around Reading? Let me get you some flyers and give you all the information. So it's really fun and excited to expand and to grow where we're at and how we show up for the public in a physical standpoint as well. So,
well, Danny, what does it mean to visit Reading? What can one experience?
Wow, that was a loaded question. And it's a simple question, but very loaded because they can experience multiple facets. A lot of the things that we're focusing right now is anything from the adventurer, the chill seeker, the masters of craft, the arts and cultural curious, and the family-friendly activities. We have so much to offer in this area that we have. If you want to explore and go mountain biking, there's so many trails for you to explore, or world-class fishing, or just the mining and the history in the town is awesome. Those good classic establishments and those family owned restaurants. It's a beautiful place up here. And then just like the car culture, there's so many things for people to experience. It's just really what fits their need and we have it here. So it's really cool to be able to promote that and showcase that in different creative outlets, whether it's videos or just copyright or photos or maybe some graphic design. So it's really cool to be able to encapsulate those things.
Yeah, we live in a pretty awesome place.
Yes, we do.
And that's what Enjoy talks about is all the awesome stuff that we have going on in the North State, not just Reading, but in the North State. But what is your favorite? What is your thing?
Oh, my thing. I love fishing. I'm a big basketball guy, so I love basketball, but you can do you can play basketball anywhere, right? You can throw a milk carton on the telephone pole and play. But, for me, I love fishing, fly fishing. I really got hooked on it, like, no pun intended. I really got hooked on it, visiting, and my brother-in-law kind of showed me the ropes, and, it's been really cool to get involved in the fly fishing, and I just bought my first mountain bike. I'm like, if I'm going to promote this area, I need to be of.
You've got experience.
Exactly. Firsthand point of view, you know, GoPros only so far. I need to be on those trails, being safe, but being on those trails and really, pushing myself. And, mountain biking is a new thing that I'm starting to fall in love with, and learning and exploring that has been really fun. But, the fly fishing and mountain biking. And then, of course, I can't miss the arts. I love art. I took a painting class sophomore year of college, and I just loved it. Like, it was so fun, and seeing how much art and artists are in the community, it's fascinating.
There's a lot.
There's so much.
So many.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
And speaking of, you know, one that Danny's, you know, when he says he's going to get on the mountain bike and experience our trails, Danny wanted to experience the arts, and he ended up choreographing our basketball scene in Jingle Arg the Way.
Oh, really?
He was our basketball coach with all of us theater people. So that was incredible.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that was really fun. It was really cool. And to see, like, show me what you know. Well, all right, let's do it. So got to kind of team up with Viva and help out with that experience. Was really cool. Was able to take my wife to the show, and it was cool being able to see those small things that added a little flavor to the show. So really, really cool to be a part of that.
I'm glad Daryl didn't have to play basketball. Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Well, so,
Danny, the social media. So how can people follow Visit Reading?
Definitely. So on most platforms, it's just Visit Reading. If you're a Twitter, if you're not a Twitter, if you're on Twitter, then it's Visit Reading CA. But most of our outlets are just Visit Reading. We just got on TikTok. I don't know what type of user you are on your phone, but if you're on TikTok, feel free to follow us. We have 6 videos, but Instagram is our main platform right now. We're constantly growing, and it's really cool to see the growth and seeing how involved the community is with Instagram. We just posted a mountain biking video yesterday, so it's really cool working with those creatives and to see the engagement with the town or with visitors. The mountain biking one is an engagement piece that we've started to notice really increase people's attention to our page. So it's really cool to see, and that's just the beginning. So,
mm-hmm. And you're always looking for creators too, right?
Yes, definitely. So it's really cool, actually. I calculated it a few days ago. We just presented to City Council our 6-month progress, and I didn't say it in my presentation, but I looked through the Instagram, and we've been able to promote 88 different creatives through posts on social media. So we focus on that user-generated content, whether it's locally or a tourist that took the photo, but really want to highlight the area. So counted out 88 different creatives that we've been able to work with so far. So it's really cool to hang our hat up on that number and watch that number grow. So feel free to tag us in any of your photos. Give us any recommendations that you like, or if you really want to be in a photo shoot or something like that, we're always looking for people to help expand the experience.
Yeah.
To sign us up.
Yeah.
Well, sign you up. Yes.
Oh, no, we would love you to be a part of the tour, Rana.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, there's just a lot going on in Reading right now, even with COVID. It blows my mind. And I'm glad. It's a little scary having a theater that we need to run and open and stay open. But people are out and people are hungry
for experiences.
And yes.
And Danny, you've done a wonderful job at highlighting all of the great assets of our community in such a weird transitional period.
Thank you.
So you should be very proud of that. I mean, you're a one-man team who's just a whirlwind of creation. So
thank you. I really appreciate
thank
that.
You
yeah. yeah.
That.
Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
yeah.
All over the place.
And hopefully bringing the community together along the way as well.
Yeah,
so.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yep.
I think we have 1 minute left before commercial. So what can people look forward to for Visit Reading in the next couple of months?
Definitely. I think One piece is just the constant content creation that we're going to be putting out there. We've locked in a few different contracts with graphic designers, with videographers and photographers. So we're kind of moving on all fronts forward with that. So look out for more content to come. Follow us on social media. But we have a lot of upcoming projects that we're working on in that piece. And then just be ready for the next phase of the website. I can't technically say the day it's coming out, but if you're a Star Wars fan, may the 4th be with you.
Oh, that was subtle.
Yeah, very subtle. So don't hold me to any Star Wars quotes. But we're going to have more intensive website coming up shortly with store directories, itineraries, things to do, frequently asked questions.
Yeah. Great. Great. Well, thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you. And thank you for so much of all the hard work that you guys do. You really help put Reading on the map with Enjoy the Magazine and just Shasta County and larger, too. So we really, really appreciate your work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you. We'll see you downtown.
Exactly. See you downtown.
Right. Brandon, you're the man.
Hey. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our next guest.
Cool. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Enjoy. And we're back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 AM, FM, sorry. And this is your talk radio. And this is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy.
I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
James is not here tonight, so Blake is filling in for him and doing a fabulous job.
Well, thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
So,
hey, that was great to have Danny on.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing, man, I love seeing Danny.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's super cool.
And he's always happy.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he makes it look effortless with all the work that he's doing with the Visit Reading stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful night. We have our next guest.
Yes. Yes. I'd like to introduce Dave Morosi.
Morosi.
Sorry, you told me that too. Dave Morosi, and he is here from the Healing Corner, California. And this is a spa that just opened in 2019.
After the car fire.
In downtown Reading, yeah. So thank you for being here, Dave.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a spa.
We have a spa.
Dave, number one, I wanted to say you're a handsome man. And the reason I also want to say that is that you look like you're related to Rhonda's husband, Daryl.
Oh.
So we were admiring you. We said,
it's funny because when we put this picture in the magazine, I took a double take. Like, what is he doing with her? And it wasn't my husband. But yes, he has a gray beard. I don't know. It's just there's something similar. So it's weird.
Well, good for me.
Yeah.
David, thanks for joining us. Tell us about the Healing Corner, California, and what it was like to open up.
Well, I was sleeping and minding my own business, and my wife woke me up one morning and said she had an epiphany. We had owned the building next door and had built it out for a doctor's offices, and she said we should build a spa for my patients to support what she does. She's a cranial sacral ballooning chiropractor, and to support them. And to support Reading. So we opened a spa, and I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, my gosh.
So what is your role? Do you do services?
No.
No,
the last thing you want from me is to be Spa Dave. You don't want me anywhere near to be Spa Dave. No, I just run it and make sure that, you know, everybody has what they need and the place is clean and everything runs, and that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
So what are the services? Because I got to be honest, I don't know too much about the spa world or kind of the services that you offer. So what makes your business? Because it looks different from any other spa.
It is different. And it's based on European. It's a European type spa. So we have a lot of services that no one else does in town. We have halo therapy, which is salt therapy, which is incredible for your respiratory system. It's, you know, antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial. I can't say anti-COVID, but it is. We have infrared sauna, which is great for detoxing and just to get your body ready for a massage and your mind quiet. We have medical-grade infrared sauna, so that you don't have any allergies to them, which is a big deal when you're trying to treat, you know, the masses. People have allergic reactions to wood and to fire, and infrared brings that out of the wood. So if you're allergic to some kind of wood, you're going to have an allergic reactions. Ours don't have any. So those are two unique things that we offer a lot for free or very low price. And then we have a lot of European type style body treatments. We have what you call as a float bed, which is like a water bed on steroids. It has a lining, and you lie in it, and they cover you in the material that you've chosen, and then they put two flaps, and they sink you down into a bed of warmth, about 102 degrees, and it heats your core temperature of your body up. And when it does that, your pores open up and absorb that material in. So we get 35 to 40% of what we put on you, you'll actually absorb anywhere from skin deep to 2 inches deep. So we have a spa capsule, which I can't find anywhere in California. There's one in Utah. But we do the same thing with that. That heats your core temperature up with steam and water. And they're all wonderful, relaxing modalities that you find at high-end spas like Pebble Beach or Canyon Ranch or the Atlantis. And we try to deliver those really high-end spa-type services for really reasonable, affordable programs here in Reading for the public to use.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What type of clients do you usually seek out this type of spa treatment, and what are you looking for?
Just people who want to come and relax and have a nice time for a very reasonable price for what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is nothing, you know, when you come in and do a body treatment and a massage, it's $129 to $154, which is, you know, for a lot of people, that's a lot of money. But compared to what you'd pay at Pebble Beach or Canyon Ranch or the Atlantis, you'd be paying $300 to $400 for that same service. So, you know, all our products are brought in from Germany. and Austria. They're all organic. They're all natural. They're all really nice stuff. So everything you get, we like to think our therapists are great. They're very healing oriented, and it's been interesting with COVID, you know, and everything we've been through to keep our staff together and keep them moving and try to keep enough business there to keep everything going. But it's working out.
How can people schedule appointments or find information about the Healing Corner California?
They can go online and look up the healingcornercalifornia.com, or they can go to Instagram. They can give us a call at 530-338-2718 to make an appointment or to ask me about what they want to ask me about, because even when you look at our menu, you're going to have all kinds of questions, and that's what I'm there for, is answer all the questions.
Well, David, what's your personal favorite experience to relax?
You know, I would think a good body treatment, a good more mud treatment. More mud is anti-arthritic. It's anti-fascia. It relaxes your muscles and just relaxes your mind. It has euphoric acid in it, which is what makes this particular mud from Austria so famous. Mm-hmm. Over half the massages in Germany are preceded by more mud, because it gets your mind and body ready for the massage. And the therapists never really believe me when I tell them how different it's going to be under their hands. And then they do it, and they go, wow, that was a lot different than they were last time when they just came in to get a massage. So people who have dura twisting or have fascia problems and just want to come in and just relax, it's a great place to come.
I'm glad you're one of the highlighted businesses, especially if our theme is inhale, exhale. And, you know, we've had a crazy last 3 years, as you say, you know, car fire and COVID-19 and Snowmageddon. And here we are at the beginning of 2022, and there's volcanoes happening all over the area. And so this is great to have a place that people can relax. So what are some other – you were talking about the health benefits of rest and relaxation and some of the experiences that they can have there. What are some other health benefits of going to your business?
Well, you know, you can come in and you can have a shoulder or a knee problem or a joint problem, or you can have, you know, be dealing with headaches and that kind of thing, and you can get treatment for those just through massage and through a body treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We just try to get people to come in and decompress. I mean, we're so wound up today in today's life. Mm-hmm. You know, look what you've gone through with your theater. You know, trying to keep that thing open, how much extra stress people are living with. We're a great stress release place. You know, you can come in and you can sauna for a half hour and then get a 50 minute massage and do that for $70.
Wow.
You know, you can't go in a sauna for less than 35 anywhere in town, or we have a salt room that has a Himalayan backlit wall we had a gal came in today and she did all three. She did a body treatment, she did a facial, and she did a massage. And when she got done, she had spa face, which is that face of like, I can't move. And you escort her over to the salt room, and she just breathed for 10, 15 minutes, and she came out ready to drive home. You know, it's a relaxation room, but it's also doing things for your respiratory system. If you use it as a treatment, like they do in Europe, you can go in it 2 to 3 times a week, and you can actually treat lung problems and breathing problems and sleep apnea and things like that. But if you're just going to come into the spa for the day, it's a relaxation room, because 35 minutes in that room is equivalent to being at the beach for 3 days. So you know how people are laid back at the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's – I think salt has something to do with it, because people just go to sleep when they go in there. They just conk out. I have to wiggle their feet and their arms to wake them up. I feel like a pedophile sometimes. So wakey, wakey time.
Come on.
Time to get up and leave. Time to go home.
Rest and relaxation.
Yeah.
I'm so going there.
Yeah.
It's time.
That sounds like the place
today
to go.
Today would have been a really – I would have fallen asleep today in seconds.
Yeah, we have a great staff.
But your wife is a chiropractor.
Yes.
And does she do the treatments?
She does them all the time.
Okay.
She's my best client.
Okay.
Of course, she doesn't. You know, she just comes over and gets to do them. She also does a lot of the training, because she's gotten so many massages in her lifetime. She has a lot of body work done to keep her standing and keep her working.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting any younger, and either is she. So she gets body work to keep her tone and fit to work, which is another big Benny. And, then she trains the people to do certain things,
mm-hmm.
and then we're off and running.
And I see your daughter looks like she works at the clinic as well.
She did until her house burned down. Her house is next to ours up in by Grant School, mm-hmm. and ours was spared. Everything in our yard was burned down, but the house was spared. She didn't have a piece of living wood on her property. I mean,
wow.
It burned everything down.
Wow.
So they moved to Idaho, and we're here in Redding. So,
but she does fly home sometimes.
Yeah.
And
every 3 weeks she comes home to take care of her clients.
Yes.
And her clients have been loyal to her.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been
awesome.
Really neat.
That's what I see. I think
yeah.
That's
yeah.
wonderful.
And then it also says that your wife and you have been married for...
39 years.
That's 40, amazing.
40 years coming up.
Yeah.
Yep, 40 years of...
wedded bliss.
Of wedded bliss, yes, absolutely. I wouldn't say anything else. If she's listening, not funny to make fun on the radio, I don't think.
Well, something must be working because you work together and
relax together.
And relax together.
No, she comes over to relax, and her patients use the halo, the salt room, for respiratory relief after they get... treated by her for mm-hmm. ballooning, so it works out really well. She has a really good reputation in town as a chiropractor. So
that's great. And you guys have lived here for quite some time?
Since 1991, I think.
Okay.
I think your article said 82. I think it was supposed to say 92.
Oh, okay.
We were here when my son was born.
I'm going to crack the whip on that writer.
Yeah, I noticed that. So that's okay.
I want to try the water bed on steroids.
Yeah, try that. It's a float bed.
You know what? I did go on their website, and they have so many different treatments. It's amazing. And they explain them pretty good, but I think that I probably would call you and say, what would you recommend for this is what I want?
If you tell me something that you're dealing with, then I can probably help guide you to the best treatment
mm-hmm.
for a result you're looking for as far
okay.
as health-wise.
All right.
So that works out really well.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight.
You're very welcome.
We really appreciate it, and I'm really glad we were able to do an article in the magazine, and I know that's something that you've asked us about, and that's usually how we get stories in the magazine. Sometimes they don't happen right away, but I'm really happy to hear about your business, and I can't wait to go there.
Well, we look forward to treating you and
yes.
Having you come out with spa face.
Okay.
And then fall asleep in our halo room.
And you waking us up.
Wakey-wakey.
Wakey-wakey. Time to wake up. That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to North State Now.
Woohoo! Here we are.
Enjoy Magazine's radio show on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. You did a really great job with that.
I was stressed out.
You were nervous.
I'm here filling in for James tonight. It's been a wonderful show. We've had Mallory from Riverfront Playhouse, Danny from Visit Reading, and David from Healing Corner, California.
Yes, I'm going. We're going.
We're both going.
Yes, yeah.
We'll leave Daryl behind. Yeah. And I can go.
Absolutely.
This was a fun show, but we're in the home stretch. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Pretty much Ron and I, we're here to talk to you about what's happening in downtown, what's going on in the area.
Yes. Yeah, you have some pretty good stuff to talk about.
Man, all the time. You know what? I'm biased. My favorite section is the downtown details in the Enjoy magazine. And this was something that Enjoy created during, I think, just before the pandemic hit and all the revitalization.
Yes, it was when the parking structure went down and everybody was just in a panic that they weren't going to get any business. People weren't going to come downtown. And this was just a way to let people know that we're here, we're still here, and there's plenty to do still downtown.
There's so much to do in downtown.
So, yeah, it was pretty stressful. You know, people were really, really freaking out about it. And I think that it's been okay.
It's been more than okay.
Yeah.
I got to say, number one, all the revitalization efforts and adapting through California smoky summers and pandemics, I got to say we've had strong business owners and strong support from the community. And so one of the ways this downtown details has been helpful is that you usually have two businesses featured and then a story about, you know, what to look forward to or how you can get involved in the breakdown talking about events or what's happening in Viva Downtown Land. So this month we got to highlight CalFlex, the cool bodybuilding duo.
They are so cool.
They're really cool.
Man.
And buff.
And buff.
And sexy. Right here in downtown.
Dang.
They're really cool. They're actually in an actual gym with a bodybuilding team, and they travel around and, you know, actually win bodybuilding competitions, national competitions. So that's right here on the main street in downtown. And then right over here with Pine Street Cleaners. She's super sweet, and Pine Street Cleaners is over right, I think right across from Roots Juice Bar.
It's on Pine Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's, yeah, kind of there. Mm-hmm. It's on the corner. And she was so sweet. Such a lovely lady. And it's been there for a really long time, the business. So they bought it from somebody. I don't even remember. I didn't write down when it was. But she's very nice.
I always like seeing this. Rhonda, you do such a good job at highlighting our downtown business owners. And it always shows great variety of what you can find in downtown. And sometimes you realize, oh, my gosh, I had no idea that that's in our core. This month, one of our biggest pushes has been our Viva Downtown discount card.
They're pretty popular, aren't
they?
They're
so popular. This is one of our great programs that Viva Downtown has done for quite some time. And it is a free card that highlights 21 downtown businesses. And basically, this card is good throughout the whole year of 2022, and you can use it multiple times. And basically, some of these deals, once you secure your card and show it to the business featured, some of these deals are like Post Office Saloon and Grill. You buy a cocktail and entree, you get a free entree.
Yeah.
Yes. Fratelli's Pizza, you buy a large specialty pizza, free garlic knot.
And those are delicious.
They're delicious. Some of our new stores now in the downtown core, Juniper Stones is featured on here. They have some great deals. Woody's, if you buy two entrees, you get a free side of tots. So basically, this card has been a wonderful way to show off our downtown businesses, new and old, and every single year a different business is featured on the card. Mm-hmm. Our Viva Downtown board takes care of that, and Rhonda designs the card. So thank you for doing that. Yeah. And if you are wondering how you can secure your free Viva Downtown discount card, you can actually send in a self-addressed letter to the Viva Downtown offices at 1725 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. I showed Rhonda my stack of envelopes today, and I don't know. I think I usually send maybe about 20 to 30 to 40 envelopes of people sending in their cards every single day.
That's so cool.
And I love doing that. I try and respond to each one with a little note. So get your Viva Downtown discount card. And what's going on in downtown? Heck, that parking structure is going up. And the parking structure, because we're just talking about it, if you're trying to figure out what's going on with revitalization, if I don't hit it tonight, you can go to cityofreading.org/downtown to find out all the revitalization efforts. That parking structure, six-story parking structure, is nearing completion.
Yeah.
And I think we got word that March is when that should finish up, which, what a great time, because shortly after that opens in March, you've got cool April nights happening,
mm-hmm.
which I believe we're going to see a lot of show and shines in downtown. And then in May, you've got the Redding Rodeo Week. And so that would be great to see the Pancake Breakfast return to downtown and know that we've got plenty of parking to not only support our events, but support all of our downtown businesses. But shoot, I'm talking about my downtown stuff over here. Rhonda, you are all over downtown. You're over here at the new Enjoy location. Tell us about the new
Enjoy location. The new Enjoy location is amazing. If you haven't been there, you really need to go. Right now, it's in transition again. We didn't get everything done when we first moved in because it was the holidays, and we were so busy during the holidays. It was our best year. I'm pretty sure it was our best year ever. So, and James was just busy all the time. So we have wine tasting on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights with Bernsini. Brandy comes every those three nights from 4 to 8. And then we also are building right now a coffee bar. We've been getting the plumbing together, getting all that ready, and the bar was built. It's being built. And so that's been going on. But the store is beautiful. There's a lot more space. I have a really nice office in the back, so I'm not part of the store. I do the magazine, so I don't know a lot about the store, but it's just a really nice place to work.
It's a cool location, and you know, it's something like that. What's been great to see in downtown is a lot of these old buildings be redesigned. You know, Boardmart is the original location, and they were such an establishment in downtown. We love that transition. And recently, next door to the Enjoy store, the fences came down, so that really livened up our downtown. The whole facade of the exterior of the Enjoy store got this beautiful paint design. And speaking of Riverfront Playhouse, another building that got this wonderful, beautiful paint design.
Yep.
And what I have to say is that when these buildings get redesigned with colors that liven up the facade, make it look more welcoming and that it's alive, it ends up setting up other businesses to be redesigned as well. So Gold Street Liquors, right next door to the Riverfront Playhouse.
It looks really nice.
Looks really nice.
Yeah,
right after Riverfront redesigned,
yeah.
Gold Street redesigned their whole building.
And then the building right next to us, where California Dance Company's in there right now, but there's also, I forget what it is, a manufacturing.
Softtek, right?
Yes. But they just redid their building, too. It looks beautiful. But We're out of time.
We're out of time?
Yes.
Hey, if you're trying to figure out what to do in downtown, go check out Viva Downtown Reading on Instagram, Facebook. Check out Visit Reading, as we know, and cityofreading.org/downtown.
And Enjoy Magazine.
And Enjoy Magazine.
Yes.
Shoot. Rhonda, thanks for having me
Thank
here.
Thank you, Blake, so much.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.